Good morning.
Morning.
各位早安。
It's good to be with you here once again.
很高兴今天能够跟大家在一起。
I'm so glad that the retreat last summer was not the last time that we can be together.
Pastor Adam Cole 呢说很高兴是上一个年度的是夏令会的时候他是讲员。他很高兴在那个时候见到大家，今天然后有机会又见到大家，我也很高兴。I'm so glad too.
Thank you. Well, let me begin this morning by having you consider two scenarios.
今天早上希望大家是想想两件事情。
They all have one thing in common.
然后这两件事情都有一个共同的特点。
See if you can determine for yourself what that common denominator is.
请大家想想这两个当中有什么共同点。This one is not okay.
可以了。I think it works.
Well, the first scenario has to do with the popular singer-songwriter Paul McCartney.
第一个是关于一个很让人流行的歌曲 Paul McCartney 所唱的歌。
Paul McCartney said that when he was a boy, he believed in God.
Paul McCartney 是说他年轻的时候他是信靠神的。
One day, his mother became ill to the point of death.
然后有一天他的母亲很不幸的是病重的很甚至要死亡。
So he prayed and prayed and prayed that God would somehow heal her.
然后他就很努力的祷告希望上帝是医治他。
But nothing happened.
但是他的祷告没有得到应允。
His mother died.
然后他母亲过世了。
And Paul McCartney said that from that day on, he stopped praying.Or going to church.
然后 Paul McCartney 就说从那一点开始他就不再去祷告也不再去教会。
In fact, he stopped believing in God.
然后他是不再信靠上帝了。
The second scenario has to do with my college friend Ben.
然后第二件是关于他的那个一个在大学的朋友叫做 Benny。
Ben really wanted to get married to a Christian girl.
这个 Ben 是曾经是很希望能够是娶到一个基督徒做太太。
So he prayed to God that God would send a Christian girl her way.
然后他就很努力的祷告，希望上帝会赐给他一个基督徒做太太。
A year went by, then another, and then another.
一年一年过去了，但是并没有发生。
He was still single.
他还是单身。
After several years of seeming unanswered prayer from God, Ben finally stopped praying and trusting God for this Christian girl.
然后是经过多年的祷告，好像没有发生任何事情。这个朋友 Ben 最后就不再为这个事情祷告了，他也不再信靠神了。
To make matters worse, he took the situation into his own hand and started dating non-Christian girls and eventually marrying one.
然后是他自己开始就去那个到处找女朋友，然后他就是那个跟一些还没有信主的女士交往，最后他跟其中一位结婚了。
Now, what do these two scenarios have in common?
这两个事件有什么共同点呢？
Well, I think it's easy to spot that their common, what their common denominator is.
是其实这两件事当中有一个共通点，是很容易看到的。
It is that in both instances, my friend Ben and Paul McCartney were disappointed.
在两个情况之下Paul McCartney跟那个是 Ben 这位朋友，他们都是失望了。
They were disappointed actually with God.
他们是对神失望。
Because their prayers and their desires were not fulfilled according to their expectations.
因为他们的祷告并没有如他们所期盼的是得到是应允。
Let me ask you a question. Can you relate to how these individuals feel?
你在生命中有相仿的经验吗？
I think it's safe to say that all of us understand what these people felt.
我想呢，我们大家可能都能够理解他们的感受。
For all of us have been disappointed before.
因为我们在生命中也曾经有过相仿的失败的失望的经历。
We all know, in those moments how it feels when our prayers and our desires.We're not met according to our expectations.
在我们的生命中，当我们的祷告完了，我们的期盼并没有得到应允的时候，我们是多么的难过。
When God did not answer our prayers according to what we want.
当上帝没有按照我们的期盼来到回应我们的祷告。
And you know, it's usually in those moments of disappointment that we become vulnerable to depression.To hopelessness.
然后在那种情况之下，我们会变成忧郁，我们会失去盼望。
And it is, however, in those moments of despair that we need above all to have hope.
在那种的情况之下，其实我们最需要的是要有盼望。
Is this working?
Yes.
There
you go. Backtrack. Your slides is.After this.
Oh, okay.
All right. After that.
All right. Someone once said an insightful quote that I'd like to read for you. It says this, take from a man his wealth and you hinder him. Take from his purpose and you slow him down. But take from a man his hope and you stop him.He can go on without wealth and even without purpose for a while, but he will not go on without hope.
这个好呢，刚刚所讲的这个很出名的一句的话，可以在这里啊呢看到这个中文的翻译。你夺取财富可以阻拦一个人，夺取目标可以使他缓慢，夺取盼望，这人便会停止。人能够短暂没有财富。没有目标，但人无法没有盼望而生存。
You know, that's so true, isn't it? We need hope. In fact, we need hope in God, especially in moments of despair.
我们是需要盼望，特别是当我们失望的时候，我们更需要对神有盼望。
But how?
但是怎么样子能够有盼望呢？
How do you bring hope back?In those moments of despair,
在你还能是感觉到失望的时候，你怎么能够使到重新有盼望呢？
How do you find hope in God again, especially when you think that He has let you down?
那特别是当你感觉到神可能是那个没有按照你所求的应允你的时候，你觉得对他失望的时候，你如何重新得到盼望呢？
To answer that question.May I invite you to turn with me in your Bible to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 to 24.
在这里的时候，请大家一起的来看耶利米哀歌第三章二十到二十四节。
As you're turning there, let me remind you, who wrote the book of Lamentations.
在大家是翻这段圣经的时候，我也在这里提醒大家，这个耶利米哀歌的作者是谁，以及他的。当时的环境。
The prophet Jeremiah wrote this book back in 586 BC when Jerusalem fell into the hands of the Babylonians.
在主前586年，当巴比伦人是攻陷耶路撒冷城的时候，先知耶利米是写了这耶利米哀歌。
King Nebuchadnezzar conquered Judah and destroyed the Jewish capital of Jerusalem, including.The temple there.
大家很熟悉的尼布加尼撒王是在586年，是主前586年，是把整个犹大国都灭亡了，并且他是攻陷耶路撒冷城，也把圣殿毁灭了。
And as if that were not bad enough, he sent all of the inhabitants into exile in Babylon.
然后他把是 那些当地的人是全部的是让他们变成俘虏是被送到巴比伦去。
And just like that, the kingdom of Judah disappeared from the face of the earth up until that time.
然后犹大国是从那个时候开始从地球的表面上消失了。
Understandably, all of the Jews in those days were disappointed in God that he should let this happen to them.
我们当然可以了解是犹太人是当时是何等的失望，他们是觉得上帝竟然让这些事情发生。
And Jeremiah wrote this book really as a lament, as a funeral dirge really that expresses the deepest mourning of the Jewish people.
耶利米写的这个哀歌其实是在当个时代的传统，是一个双礼上的唱的哀痛的歌曲，来到表达他内心的那一种的震撼。
But you know what's amazing about this book of Lamentations is that it's not just filled with mourning, but there's also a ray of hope.
但是奇妙的是，在这个耶利米哀歌里面，不单单是有许多哀痛的话，并且其中也有是盼望的话。
Jeremiah did not give in to depression or disappointment, as it were.
耶利米并没有是因此而就陷在是忧郁当中。
He did not permanently give up hope like Paul McCartney or my friend Ben.
他并没有好像 Paul McCartney 这么样子就是放弃盼望，他也没有像 Pastor Cole 的朋友 Ben是放弃盼望。
The reason is because he knew how to regain hope back again in his life.
因为耶利米知道如何的在生命中重新是在主里获得盼望。
He knew how to find hope in God again.
他知道如何的是能够在主里是寻得盼望。
Well, how did he do it?
他怎么样子做呢？
How did he find hope in the midst of his despondency?
他怎么样子在他的那一种的忧郁是失望当中在主里寻得盼望呢？
This morning I'd like to share with you two ways.
那今天早上我们有两点。
In verses 21 to 23 of Lamentations chapter 3, we find the first way.
那在21到23节就是那哀歌里面我们看到第一点。
Follow along as I read verses 21 to 23.
请大家是一起的来读这段的圣经。
It says this, This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
在耶利米哀歌第三章第二十二节是这么说，从第二十一节说，我想起这事，心里就有指望，我们不至于消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不知断绝。
To keep from getting overwhelmed by the circumstances around him, Jeremiah said that he focused his thoughts on an attribute of God.
当耶利米是遇到这么多的困难，为了他不是陷入在绝望当中，他就是特别专注在上帝的其中一个特色。
He remembered God's faithfulness.
他纪念主的信实。
You see that stated very explicitly in verse 23, where he exclaimed, "Great is thy faithfulness."
在这里二十三节说，你的诚实极其广大。
So the first thing that Jeremiah did to bring hope back into his life is to remember God's great faithfulness.
所以耶利米使到他生命中重得盼望的第一个方法就是他纪念主的信实。
And that's what he would commend to all of us as well.
也是他是鼓励以及跟我们分享的信息。
First thing you need to do is to remember God's great faithfulness.
我们需要纪念上帝是何等的信实。
But how do you know that? How do you know that God is indeed faithful.
但你怎么能够却知道上帝是信实的呢？
I want you to notice that in God, in Jeremiah's crescendo of great is thy faithfulness, before he got to that, he showed us at least two ways in which God's faithfulness is indeed great.
那他其实在这里也提到说，我们怎么能够却知道上帝是信实的呢？他提到两点。
First of all, the first characteristic that he points to of God's great faithfulness is found in verse 22.
这是22节所说的。
It says this, the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease.
因为神的怜悯不自断绝。
Now, I want you to note, when we'll look at this a little bit closer, the Hebrew word for loving kindnesses is really a wonderful word to get to know.
在这个希伯来文的原文里面，这个在英文里翻译 loving kindness， 在中文里面翻译怜悯或者慈爱的这个字是很有意义的。
Well, the word for loving kindness in Hebrew is the word chesed.
这个字希伯来文写的 chesed。
As if you're coughing. Chesed.
这个声音听起来有点像咳嗽的声音。
In fact, I want you to say it out loud with me. This word chesed.
可不可以请大家也重复这个字 chesed？
So, well, we'll say it together. In three. One, two, three. Chesed.
Chesed.
All right, good. That's your Hebrew lesson for tomorrow.
今天你们都懂得讲希伯来文了。
Well, the word chesed indeed speaks of God's great faithfulness. It means loyalty or devotion based on a promise or a vow or a covenant.
这个是说这种的慈爱这种怜悯是基于因为有一个约是而产生的。
And often chesed is really understood in that context of covenantal faithfulness.
Chesed 这个字意思就是说因立约而产生的慈爱或者是怜悯。
Think of it this way, chesed is like a marriage vow.
这就像那个婚姻的婚约。
God promises to obligate himself to love his people for better or for worse.
上帝是答应说是愿意无论在任何境况之下都爱这些人。
For richer or for poorer.
就好像婚姻誓言里面所说的是无论在任何的环境是好的环境富后贫穷或者疾病康健。
And really the only thing that's going to break this the only difference I should say is that death automatically terminates the human marital vow, but in God's case, that doesn't come to an end.
在我们人类的婚约誓言里面，我们说是什么？直至终身，就是说到死为止。但是对神来讲，神是永存的，所以他的慈爱是永远的。
Nothing you do or fail to do will ever break his covenantal faithfulness to you.
无论你做的任何事情或者你不做的任何事情都不足以影响上帝的那一种立约的慈爱。
Some time ago, I read a very interesting but sad story that came out of India.
在不久以前Pastor Cole 读过一个在印度发生的事情。
There was a man who proposed marriage to a woman.
有一个人向一个女士是求婚。
The woman agreed.
然后这个女士答应了。
But in the middle of their wedding ceremony, the man walked out.
但是在他们婚礼的举行的当中，这个男人走掉了。
Later, people found out the reason why he did that in the middle of their wedding ceremony.
然后后来人就发现为什么在那个婚礼的当中他就走掉了呢？
You see, the night before the wedding, the man asked the bride and her parents for a motorcycle as part of his dowry.
原来在结婚的前一晚，这个新郎问这个新娘以及他的父母要一辆电的脚踏车。那个是用来做他的婚礼的嫁妆的一部分。
But the woman and her parents were very poor. They couldn't afford a motorcycle.
但是这个新娘跟她的父母都很贫穷，他们实在负担不起这么样子的嫁妆。
So on the day of the wedding, he simply walked out because and walked away from the commitment that he had originally made.
然后和那故事在婚礼的那一天，这个和那准新娘，准新郎就走开了，他没有和那是能完成他的和那誓约。
Let me say that that is so typical of human beings in the way we love each other.
但是我也要说，常常在我们人类的爱的关系当中，这个往往是我们的可能所做的情况。
But that is not God's chesed love.
但是这个并不是上帝的那一种的慈爱。
He knows that you don't have much to give him.
他上帝知道我们没有什么很多可以给他。
He knows you're way too poor to give him a motorcycle, so to speak.
那他知道啊，那个。好像我们其实就好像那个贫穷的新娘跟她的父母一样，我们不可能是给她很多东西。
But you know what? He chooses to love you anyway.
但是他还是选择是爱你。
He chooses to honor his commitment to marry you anyway.
那他是选择是可能正如他所应许的，那是然然的是这么样子爱我。
In the Old Testament, this chesed love is demonstrated over and over again in the way God loved the nation of Israel.
这个呢，在旧约的时代，上帝的这种慈爱是一再的，在他与是当时的人民当中是展现出来。
If you recall, the nation of Israel often sinned over and over and over again against God.
你可能记得以色列人他们一再的犯罪。
They would break their covenant vows and worship other gods.
那他们是会拜其他的偶像，他们是毁坏了跟神的那一种的约。
But even though Israel broke their part of the covenant, God remained faithful to them.
但是甚至当以色列人他们没有是按照神的他们对神的应许而生活的，神仍然的是。对他们有慈爱,
He may chastise them if need be, such as in the case of sending them to the Babylonian captivity, but he always remained faithful to them.
上帝可能是有需要的时候是管教这些不听话的子民，正如他让巴比伦王来攻陷耶路撒冷，让这些是子民被掳到巴比伦去。
He would continue to care for them, he would continue to protect them, to call them back to repentance and to forgive them.
但是上帝没有放弃他们，上帝仍然的爱他们，上帝再次的是保护他们，把他们带回来。
As Christians, we too know this kind of chesed love, isn't it?
在作为基督徒，我们也是经历了上帝这种 chesed 的慈爱。
In Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书
says something similar.
八章35-39节是有一些的话是相同的。
Let me read that for you. Paul says this, What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then Paul answers, For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Yeah. 在中文的罗马书八章那里，使徒保罗就问这句话了，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？然后答案就是第38-39节，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
So why is God's faithfulness great? Because of this chesed love that Jeremiah pointed out.
为什么上帝的爱是那么伟大呢？就是因为他是不会改变的。
But there's a second characteristic that Jeremiah wants to point us to prove that God is indeed faithful.
但是耶利米也再次的提醒我们，是上帝信实，还有另外一个凭据。
We find that in verses 22-23.
也这就是在22跟23节。
He writes this, For his compassions never fail, they are new every morning.
那是上帝信实的凭据，就是因为耶和华诸般的慈爱，他的怜悯不自断绝，每早晨都是新的，上帝的诚实极其广大。
The word for compassion there that Jeremiah speaks of really is derived from a word that comes from womb or a mother's womb.
这里所讲的慈爱，其实这个字是指指母亲那个爱护孩子的爱。
God's compassion there then connotes the idea of motherly tenderness.
那这里是讲上帝如同一个母亲的样子，是来到爱护我们。
God'sCompassion to his people is that of a mother's tender care for her child.
就如好像母亲是那么样子的温柔的爱护她的孩子一样。
You know, in times of trouble, isn't that what we normally look for from God, right?
在我们遇到困难的，这岂不是我们常常希望从上帝那里得到的吗？
We want that kind of understanding and compassion and tender care.That God can give us.
我们希望得到理解，希望得到他的爱护，这都是只有神能给我们的。
Jeremiah says, you can expect that from God.
耶利米甚至说，你可以是向神求这些。
But I want you to note that in this passage, Jeremiah not only says that God has compassion on his people, but he also adds another important element.
在这里耶利米提醒我们，上帝不单单的是有慈悲怜悯，上帝还有一个很重要的特性。
He says that God's compassion never fails.
这里说上帝的慈爱是不会断绝的。
It is unceasing.
这是不会停止的。
It is inexhaustible.
这是不会干渴的。
See, it's easy for anyone.Have compassion on another person.
那我们是怜悯人是很容易。
But it's hard to sustain that compassion over a long period of time.
但是要持久的有爱心有怜悯，那就很不容易。
If you've ever seen the movie The Killing Fields, you know that the situation in Cambodia at one point in time was truly terrible.
如果你看过一个电影叫做 Killing Fields。是讲到柬埔寨曾经发生的事情，你就知道有一段时期，是那里的人活得实在很不容易。
No one who's seen that film, could walk away without feeling compassion for the Cambodian people who had to go through all kinds of suffering.
看过那个纪录片的人，都会心里充满了怜悯。对那些受苦的人是有一份慈悲怜悯的心肠。
And the compassion you have extends to those people who've actually, the refugees, who fled Cambodia and who wants to be in a better place.
并且是有些人甚至去关心那些逃离柬埔寨的那些的难民。
You couldn't help but want to do something.For them, out of compassion.
你会因为你的那种慈悲怜悯，希望为他们做一些事情来到帮助他们。
Well, I have a friend who was one of those refugees from Cambodia.
And then Pastor Adam 有一个朋友，他自己就是从柬埔寨来的一个难民。
She and her family came to the United States because an American felt compassion.For their situation.
他以及他的家人能够来到美国，是因为在美国有一个人是对他们起了怜悯之心。
This man decided to sponsor them and take them out of a refugee camp into America, indeed into his own home.
这个人是出于怜悯，是特别的是申请这个朋友跟他的家人是从难民营里出来。甚至把他们接到自己的家里去。
It was very commendable.
当然这是一个很令人敬佩的做法。
But you know something happened a few months after my friend and her family came to the United States from Cambodia.
但是当这个朋友跟他的家人来到这个美国几个月之后，一件事情发生了。
The man got tired of caring for them.
那个人。开始觉得疲劳了。
he suffered from what's called compassion fatigue.
安德他是安德那个有一个词，这个词很难翻译，就是说是安德那个不再能够有怜悯。
He couldn't go on having compassion for them.
安德那个他没有办法再安德是支出安德怜悯给他。
So a few months later, he told my friend and her family to get their own apartment and leave his home.
安德故此几个月之后，这个安德本来很有爱心的人，叫安德他的朋友跟他的家人要搬出去，你们找自己地方住。
And soon after that, he discontinued any communications with them.
然后再过了安德几个月之后，安德这个人直接就跟他们断绝来往。
So all of a sudden, this Cambodian refugee family is stuck in a new land with no one to really fend for them.
所以这个他的那个难民的家庭就最后是留在这个他的一个不熟悉的环境当中，也没有人帮助他们。
But I couldn't help but wonder what happened to this man's compassion.
因此我常常听到这个故事的时候，我就想这个人为什么失去了他的那种的慈悲怜悯呢？
In a word, we can say that his compassion ran out.
那我们可以说他大概是他的怜悯用尽了。
Or, to put it in Jeremiah's term, his compassion ceased.
然后用那个耶利米的话来讲，就是这个人的怜悯可能断绝了。
His compassion failed.
这个他的不再有怜悯了。
But Jeremiah reminds us not so with God's compassion.
但是耶利米再次提醒我们，上帝的怜悯是不至于断绝。
Jeremiah said that you can always count on God to look upon your situation with compassion, and it'll go on forever.
耶利米说，你常常的都可以是来到依靠神，因为神是不会有断绝怜悯的时候。
It'll never fail.
上帝是不会是失败的。
His compassions are new every morning.
上帝的是恩典，他的信实是每早晨都是新的。
Friend, I don't know what the situation you might be in right now.
我不知道各位目前你的处境是怎么样。
Perhaps you're in a despairing and depressing time in your life.
可能你在生命中经历了失望，经历了忧郁。
May I say in a humble way, don't wallow in that depression, in that disappointment.
我在这里是谦卑地向你建议，不要继续地把自己沉浸在忧郁当中。
Instead, do as Jeremiah did in this passage of Scripture.
你要好像耶利米在这里所讲的一样。
Take time to remember God's great faithfulness.
你要花时间来回想上帝对你的信实。
His faithfulness rooted in his hesed love.
他的是信实是基于他的 hesed 这一种的不会断绝的慈爱。
And his faithfulness rooted in his unfailing compassion.
然后他的怜悯是永远不会停止的。
When you do that, I believe that hope in God will be revived in your heart.
当你这么想的时候，你就心里会有盼望。
But you know, Jeremiah found hope in God not just by remembering God's faithfulness. He did something else.
但是耶利米不单单是回想，他还做了一件很重要的事。
There's a second way that he found hope in God.
这是第二一个他找到是上帝恩典的方法。
It's found in verse 24.
在二十四节。
Look with me and let me read that for you.
在二十四节是这么说。
It says, Jeremiah says, The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope.
耶利米哀歌三章二十四节说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
The idea here is that Jeremiah found hope in God as a result of saying to himself, reaffirming to himself these words, The Lord is my portion.
他是一直的耶利米都在专注的一件事，就是耶和华是我的份，而因此耶利米一再的是来到思想的时候，他心里就开始有盼望，他就得着肯定。
Now the word portion in verse 24 literally means inheritance, allotment, territory.
这个我的份这个字在原来的文字里的意思就是说，是我所承受的产业，是我的地图。
So when Jeremiah says, "The Lord is my portion," he's saying to himself, "God is my inheritance."
所以他在这的时候，他讲耶和华是我的份的意思，就是耶和华就是我的产业。
That's a very strange thing to say.
这个是一个很奇怪的观念。
But you know, there's an interesting history behind that expression, "The Lord is my portion."
但是这个这句话，哈，那耶和华是我的产业的背后有一个历史的背景。
If you recall from your Old Testament, when the children of Israel entered the Promised Land, God allotted each of the tribe a piece of territory, a piece of land.
这要回到当时以色列人是进迦南地的时候，上帝是分给每一个啊呢是部族啊呢一个支派都有一块地。
That was their inheritance from God.
那个是上帝给他们的是啊呢产业。
But to the tribe of Levi, God did not give them a piece of land.
但是对那些侍奉神的利未人，上帝并没有给他们一块地。
Instead, he said this to Aaron and to the Levites in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20.
然而在民数记十八章二十节的这里，啊呢，当时上帝就解释为什么他有这个很特殊的做法。
He said,God said to the Levites, "You shall have no inheritance in their land, nor own any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance amongst the sons of Israel."
啊，那当时耶和华对亚伦说，你在以色列人的境内不可以有产业，在他们中间也不可有份，我就是你的份，是你的产业。
In other words, God will be to them, what a territorial possession is to the other tribes.
至于其他的啊，那些的种族，他们支派，他们都能够是分到地上的土地，但是对于侍奉神的利未人，上帝特别给他们的是他自己。
So instead of material possessions, Levi will receive the supreme inheritance of God Himself.
啊，那所以当其他的人得到的都是地上的产业。利未人得到的却是啊，能上帝自己成为他们的产业。
So when Jeremiah said in verse 24, "The Lord is my portion," he's really echoing back to this portion in Numbers 18.
啊，那然后当耶利米说耶和华是我的份的时候，他其实就是回想到民数记十八章二十节这段话。
He's saying to himself that of all the possessions that I have, the most important thing.The one that endures is God.
他可能是再次的可能想到说，在我所有的一切的当中，其实最重要的、最持久的、不会失去的，就是上帝。
And you know, when he said he did that, hope came back.
啊，那当他这么样子来到是相信的时候，他的信心就回来了。
You know, throughout the annals of biblical history, you see godly people making this kind of assertion to themselves.
那在圣经里，我们一再看见那些属灵的人，他们是以神为他们的产业。
For instance, in Psalm 73, the psalmist says this to God.
例如在诗篇七十三篇里面，我们看到诗人是这么说
：Whom have I in heaven but you?And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
诗篇七十三篇可能是诗人这么说：除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量。又是我的福分，直到永远。
And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul echoes the same sentiment as well in Philippians 1:8.
在还能腓立比书
3:8
在新约里面，使徒保罗在腓立比书三章八节也讲同样相仿的话。
He says this: "More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value." Of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
在腓立比书三章八节说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So in both instances, there's a calling to mind of what's truly important in one's life.
所以在人生遇到困难的时候，我们需要再次的记得什么是生命中最重要的。
And there's a calling to mind that what's the most enduring possession that we have.
我们需要是记得我们生命中的所拥有的东西当中，什么是最重要的，是最持久的。
And it's the Lord.
那就是上帝。
So the second thing Jeremiah would prescribe to us whenever we're going through difficult times is this.
所以当我们是遇到困难，遇到忧郁的时候，圣经告诉我们，我们在主里重新获得盼望的是要重新肯定上帝在你生命中的最高价值。
To find hope again, reaffirm to yourself God's supreme value in your life.
肯定在你生命中最有价值的就是神。
But that raises a logical question.
但这里也产生一个逻辑上的问题。
What is it about making the Lord your portion that gives you hope?
是怎么样子能够是让上帝成为我们的产业，我们又有盼望呢？
What is it about reaffirming the supreme value of the Lord during hard times that lifts your countenance?
我们遇到困难的人，我怎么能够是确认上帝是我的产业，使得我心里得着力量呢？
Well, the reason reaffirming to yourself the supreme value of the Lord in your life can give you hope is because it reminds you that in the Lord, you have the greatest possession one could ever have.
And then, 我们能够做是因为在生命中的确上帝是我们所有的产业当中是最高的价值。
The Puritans had a wise saying that corresponds to what we're saying this morning.
那个是清教徒曾经有一句很出名的话，可以解释我们今天所讲的。
The saying goes like this: He who has God and many other things has no more than he who has God only.
这句话是翻译成中文可以说：拥有上帝又拥有许多事物的人。并不比单纯拥有上帝的人更为富有。
That's so true, isn't it?
这个就是是生命的真理。
Think about it. If you have the Lord as your portion, as your inheritance, then does it really make a big difference if you don't have a big house like your friends?
你想想看，如果你有上帝做你的产业，上帝是你的一切，这样子，如果你不像其他人。有一个大房子，真的那么重要吗？
Does it really make a difference if you're still single today?
如果你今天还是单身的，真的那么样子重要呢？
Does it really make a difference if you don't have a prestigious career?
如果你今天没有一个很被人羡慕的职业，真的重要吗？
The answer is no, because when you have the Lord as your portion, then He makes up to you in wonderful ways that you don't seem to have at this time.
这个答案就是否定的。如果你已经有了神，其他的是都没有那么重要。因为什么？神能够是成为你的一切，满足你一切。
He fills your heart with joy so that you're not even aware, you're missing anything.
它是使你的生命里充满了喜乐，以致你能够不因为缺少其他的东西而感到缺乏。
And that He gives you the assurance that whatever you seem to lack right now, He will make it up to you.
并且他给你一个很确定的应许，就是你需要什么，他都会帮助你。
And that, my friend, is hope generating.
这就是能够产生是盼望的缘由。
In your times of despair, just like Jeremiah, you need to reaffirm to yourself that the Lord is your supreme possession or
anything. 当你觉得失望的时候，你需要好像耶利米一样，再一次的肯定上帝是你生命中最高的价值。
The year was 1998. It was the game, it was the sixth game of the NBA Championship Series.
那是韩的那个是美国的韩的 National 韩的 Basketball Association 的韩的是第六个韩的那个赛事。
Between the Utah Jazz and the Chicago Bulls.
韩的是犹他队跟芝加哥队的韩的是。
It was the fourth quarter and the final few minutes of the game, and the Bulls were behind.
然后在那个那一场里面，是当时的这个犹他队的是是正在输。
Clearly, it was a very scary moment.
那是一个很重要的时刻。
Everybody should have been very concerned and even despairing.
每个人可能都会很关心，甚至有些人会觉得很失望。
But surprisingly, none of the Bulls were really panicking.
很奇怪的是，这些犹他队的人没有一个人是真正的是在担心或者害怕。
None of them felt hopeless.
没有人觉得是没有盼望的。
Do you know why?
为什么？
Well, some of you may know.
可能有些人会记得。
Because they possess the greatest player in NBA history on their team.
因为他们是有那个 NBA 历史上最有能力的一个的球手在他们的队里面。
They had Michael Jordan.
是 Michael Jordan 是在他们的队里面。
Well, sure enough, even though there were only a few seconds left with the ball in Michael Jordan's hand,He made the final winning shot, giving the Bulls another NBA trophy.
但是所以结果后来就在最后的几秒里面 Michael Jordan 是赢得他们所需要的球分，让他的队是再一次得到 NBA 当年的奖杯。
Friends, when you have the Lord as your portion, it's really like having Michael Jordan playing on your team.
当你有上帝是你的份的时候，就如同好像有这个很出名的球员在你的球队里一样。
It doesn't matter what the score is.
虽然目前的情况可能很不好。
It doesn't matter how many seconds are left in the ball game.
虽然好像剩下的时间不多了。
You know that with him on your team, all will be well.
你知道有主在你的队上，你就会一无惧怕。
Of course, in this case, with God on your side, it's even better than having Michael Jordan on your side.
当然在我们的生命中，你有上帝在你的生命里面，在帮助你，这要比有 Michael Jordan 在你的队上更好。
When you have the Lord on your side, when he is your portion, then hope will be regenerated within you.
当上帝是你的是份，当你有上帝在你的旁边，你就有盼望。
But it all begins with having that perspective that the Lord is your portion.
但是这都是因为你能够一再的记得，并且是相信上帝是你的产业，是你的份。
I guess another way of illustrating this is to point you to that famous hymn, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
我们当中可能有些人是那个对有一首诗歌，当转眼仰望耶稣。很熟悉，这是我们《生命圣诗》293首。
The lyrics to the hymn goes like this: Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
这个诗歌的其中是常被人记得的几句话是：当转眼仰望耶稣。定睛在他奇妙的慈容，在救主荣耀恩典光中，世俗事必要显为虚空。
It does make a difference who you think is your ultimate possession.
谁是你最重要的是产业，这是使你的生命会有截然不同的效果。
Christian friends, in your times of despair, how do you get yourself out of a despairing time, how do you bring hope back into your life?
在你遇到困难，在你遇到失望的时候，如何怎么样子再次的在上帝里面找到盼望呢？
Jeremiah would say, remind yourself that as believers in Christ, the Lord is your possession.
是耶利米会说， 作为基督徒，你要记得，上帝是你的产业。
When you do that, hope will come back.
当你这么样子去相信的时候，你会有盼望。
It is possible, though, that this morning some of you may not have the Lord as your possession because you haven't come to faith in Christ.
我们今天在座可能有些人，你并没有上帝做你的产业，因为你还没有接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
Then perhaps the first step in finding hope for you is to come to faith in Christ.
故此，在你生命中，你得到盼望的第一个步，第一步就是说，你要从来到信靠耶稣做你的救主和生命的主。
And if that's you, I'd like to invite you to come to faith in Him.
这样子，如果这是你的光景，我希望你今天就立志信靠耶稣。
Come talk to me afterwards or talk to Pastor Ling.
那当聚会完了之后，你可以是来到跟 Pastor Adam 来到谈话，也可以来到找林牧师谈话。
As we close this morning, let me say once again that in our day and age where there's full of despair, full of disappointment, hope is important.
在我们今天，让我再一次的是提醒，我们有盼望是很重要的。
But where and how do you find hope and hope in God again?
但是到哪里可以找到盼望？怎么样子可以找到盼望？圣经有答案。
Well, Jeremiah, in our passage this morning, reminds us of two ways. First of all, remember God's great faithfulness. And second of all, reaffirm God's supreme value.
圣经再次的提醒我们，当我们是遇到困难、遇到需要的时候，你要在主里重新得到盼望，你要纪念主的信实，重新肯定上帝在你生命中的最高价值。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们同心祷告。
Heavenly Father, you know all that we're going through right now.
慈悲的天父，你知道我们目前的光景。
We pray, Father, that the message we've heard from your word will indeed take root.
我们祈求今天所听的道能够在我们生命中是扎根。
Just like the prophet Jeremiah, even though we're going through difficult times,
正如耶利米所经历的，虽然我们可能有困苦，
may we find hope in you because of your great faithfulness.
愿主帮助我们，以致我们能够在主里面重新得到盼望，因为你的信实。
And because we know that in you we have our greatest possession.
且让我们再次的肯定，在主里面我们有我们最大的是福气和位分。
We thank you for this message of hope from your word.
我们为今天的话语献上感恩。
May that bring us joy all throughout this week and all throughout our life.
愿主你帮助，让我们让今天的信息继续的在我们今整周里面，在我们一生当中都带给我们盼望和喜乐。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Once again, we want to thank Pastor Adam Cole for his message today, and we ask that if you have yet to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, please feel free to talk to him after the worship service. And also, you're welcome to come to talk to me as well. And 在我们今天崇拜要结束的时候，让我们一起的是唱三一颂，将荣耀归给神。As we close today's service, let us stand and sing the doxology and give glory to the Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Please receive the blessing from the Lord. 让我们从主那里领受祝福。Dear Heavenly Father,
May the words that we hear take root in our hearts and in our lives, so that in whatever circumstances of life, we always remember that you are our inheritance and that your love never fails and is new every morning. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all from this day onward forevermore. Amen. 求主施恩将我们今天耳中所听的道种在我们心中，结出善果来，一生荣耀主的名。又愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今时直到永远。Amen. We'll have a moment of silent prayer, and then another choir will sing the benediction chorus, and then